views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. You know, it's another gorgeous sunny day in Seattle. I'm really loving this cold, clear weather that we've had. That's really one of my favorite things about wintertime is when, and I guess it's not even officially winter, but when we have these cold days with the bright blue sky, I just really love it. And even as much as I appreciate the rainy days for what they bring, I do have to say my spirits get lifted with this sunshine. So today we're going to be talking about your body and my body and how it's giving you messages through discomfort and illness. And I have many stories in my own life where once I recognized what my body was trying to tell me, and believe me, that didn't always happen quickly. You know, it's kind of like getting hit over the head with a 2x4 sometimes. That once I recognized what my body was telling me, and then I could make changes in my life based on that, and the illness or pain that I was feeling went away. It's my belief that all physical illness is the manifestation of something that's going on at an emotional or spiritual level. And by healing the underlying issue, then it subsequently resolves whatever issue is going on in your body. So hopefully you can take away something from my experiences and begin to see what messages the universe is sending you through the discomfort in your own body. But before we get to that, let's do our healing meditation for the day. And since we're talking about body and illness and discomfort, I'd like you to focus on sending love and healing energy to anyone who is experiencing physical pain or discomfort in their body. And this can be yourself, it can be the world at large. You don't have to have a specific focus, but just send out that love and healing energy to anyone with pain or discomfort in their body. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Deep breath in and release it. And thank you for joining in that healing meditation. Through doing this together, we do make a difference in the world, and I appreciate you joining us in that. So to move on to this week's light bulb moment, of course, is going to be related to our topic today, which is talking about how our body sends us messages, not about what's going on in our body, but about what's going on in our lives or things that maybe need to change in our lives. And I had an experience about 3 years ago that for me was, I'd always believed this, or for a long, long time, I had believed the idea that physical illness is a manifestation of something deep or something emotional or spiritual that's going on. But I hadn't seen such a direct correlation until this experience that I'm going to tell you about. So for many years, I had a constant dry cough, and it had gone on for so many years that I couldn't even remember when it started. It had been at least 20 years, and I want to say that it probably had been going on since my 20s, and 3 years ago, I was in my 50s, so a long time. I mean, I'm still in my 50s, but 3 years ago, I was in my 50s too. Anyway, so this cough had been going on for a very long time, and it was a daily occurrence. It was it was just part of what I never even thought about it anymore, because it just was part of what happened in my life. Was I would talk, I would cough. And then what happened, though, was that it started getting worse. And by worse, I don't even know how to describe worse. It was just like, it was where I became very conscious of it. And it was happening so much that it was interfering with me being able to talk, with me being able to really go about my life. So I went to see my naturopath, and she recommended some treatments that I'd already tried, but agreed to try again. And it didn't help. But for some reason, it occurred to me to try acupuncture. And I'd used acupuncture before for some other health issues, but not really without a lot of success. So I'm not really sure why this came up for me, other than it was synchronicity, because I chose a different acupuncturist than I'd used before. And in a moment, you'll kind of see why that made the difference. But just a moment to tell you why acupuncture is helpful with some of these things, because everything that's happening in our body is about energy, and energy moving, or energy being stuck, or energy being balanced. And acupuncture is one way that we can move energy in our body. And when we have stuck energy, it can show up as an illness. If it's stuck in a certain part of our body, we might develop an illness there. So when I had this idea about going to an acupuncturist, I remembered this woman that I had met through a business networking event, and I felt really drawn to her, and her name is Alicia Weinberg. I love her to death. I'd be happy for you to look her up. Her first name is spelled E-L-I-S-H-A, her last name is Weinberg, and her website is aliciaweinberg.com. She's also been a guest on my show before as well. But on my first visit to Alicia, she did the usual things that an acupuncturist does when they're first evaluating you. And I'd been to a couple of other acupuncturists before, so it was kind of what I expected. They look at your tongue, they take, there's like five different pulses or something, they take your pulses and see what those things tell you. But then she did something different, and that's because Alicia is not your typical acupuncturist. She receives information on what the core problem is and gets treatment advice from her spiritual guides. And I didn't know this when I went to see her initially, but it's something that really connects for me. I'd already been in a place of dealing with metaphysical and believing that there's value and help in that. And so that's why I say, that's why I chose acupuncture. It wasn't an accident. It was because I was supposed to connect with Alicia and how she did acupuncture. But here's what she told me. So after talking to her guides, here's what she said. So in the chakra system, the fifth chakra, it's also called the throat chakra, because it's in your throat area is where the fifth chakra is. And that's all about communication. So this dry cough that I had was centered in my throat. It wasn't in my lungs. I wasn't coughing stuff up. It was just in my throat. It was like that tickly throat thing that you get when you have a dry cough. And actually, I kind of have it right now because we've had this cold, dry weather. But I do know enough now to look at, is there something else going on? Right now, I think it's just the cold, dry weather. So anyway, so it was about the fifth chakra, which is about communication. And the meaning of the cough for me was that I was not speaking my truth. So in other words, I was not expressing what was true for me to the world. And You know, when she said that, it really hit home for me. I'd spent the majority of my life evaluating everything that came out of my mouth as to what another person's reaction to it might be. And so, you know, that led me to not necessarily lie. I wasn't telling lies, but I would hold back from saying what was the complete truth for me or what was really true for me if I thought that it wasn't going to be well received by the other person. And around the same time that the cough was getting worse, I also had a life-shifting experience, which was pushing me to really show up authentically. And I feel like the cough getting worse was completely related to my need to be more authentic. And by being more authentic, I have to say what's true for me. If I'm hiding who I am because I'm afraid that it's not going to be accepted by other people, then I am not showing up authentically. And so it wasn't a coincidence that the cough was demanding attention by becoming unbearable. I really couldn't live with it anymore. So what happened was over the next several weeks, Alicia performed some acupuncture treatments that was shown to her by her guides as to what I needed. And she also gave me homework assignments to do. And these were things where I could start gradually being more truthful and honest and showing up as myself. And, you know, starting in ways that were not too scary, and then building up to doing and to saying things that in the past I would have been afraid to say because the other person might not like it. And I don't mean things about the other person, but things about me and what I'm doing and what I believe and who I am that I had been holding back because I was afraid of judgment about it. And by doing this, within 6 weeks, my cough was gone. And this is a cough that I had had, you know, I say conservatively 20 years, but probably more like 30 years. And it was gone. And I still get flare-ups occasionally. And I notice that. And I look at if there's some place in my life where I'm being less than authentic. And as I mentioned a minute ago, I also notice, okay, is there just something environmentally going on? Like right now, we've got the cold, dry air. So I have to weigh those. But it is a really good indicator for me to look at, am I being truthful? Am I showing up as myself? And just as the cough was getting healed, not coincidentally, I did an astrological reading, and what the astrologer told me without knowing this piece about the cough was that I needed to be putting myself out into the world in writing, and that I should start a blog where I shared myself and my stories. And this was really about sharing my truth and being vulnerable, letting people see me, letting people see who I really am. And I did do that. I started that blog, and it's been about 2.5 years ago now that I started that blog. And I really thank my body for bringing this to my attention. Over the past 3 years, I've been increasingly comfortable with saying what my truth is. And of course, one of the vehicles for this is this radio show. I come on here every week and I tell stories like this about myself, who, you know, so I've become very comfortable with showing up as who I am and being authentic in the moment. And if I hadn't had that cough to bring my attention to the fact that I wasn't doing that, you know, that might not have happened. So shifting this into our light bulb moment and how you can use this in your life, I'm going to talk just a little bit about the fifth chakra specifically, since this particular story was about my fifth chakra. And many of you know that we have seven chakras in our body, and, you know, understanding what each chakra is can help you understand what messages the universe is sending through your body. Because when we have energy that's stuck in a given chakra, it might show up as discomfort or disease in that particular area of our bodies. And doing energy healing, energy balancing, energy clearing can help with that. But coming to the fifth chakra specifically, it's all about communication. And it's not just about speaking, which was what was going on for me, but it's also about listening. And some of the issues that you might see if you have a problem with your fifth chakra where you're not communicating authentically is you might have a cough like I did. You might have a sore throat. You might have an earache because it is also about receiving information. Or maybe you have hearing problems. So if you're having a throat problem, like a cough or a sore throat, then take a look at where you might be holding back from something you need to communicate. And it might be something in particular, maybe in a relationship, you have been afraid to say what was really true or to say how you really felt. Or it might be more general, like it was for me, where you just need to show up in the world more authentically and say what's true for you and communicate that and put that out there, whether it's in writing, by speaking, whatever form you're putting out information. And if you have an ear problem, like you have an earache, or maybe that's something that is, you know, like every winter you get it or something, or maybe you have a hearing problem, then what you need to do is you want to look at where you might not want to know something, where you're resisting hearing something. So that, again, usually in relationship, but what is it that you don't want to hear? And take a look at that. So that's our light bulb moment for the day, and it is time for us to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to experience the power of three, the power of being mentally, physically, and spiritually fit? We tend to think in this society that we have to choose one and that to live in balance with all three is taboo or impossible. Lynn Brown will show you how to combine these energies to give you ease and power that is out of this universe. Lynn's workshop will be held at the Maya Whole Health Center studio in Renton, Washington on November 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Call them directly to register at 425-271-0200.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
From underneath the trees, we watch the sky, confusing stars, the satellites. I never dreamed that you'd be mine.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about our bodies and how the universe can send us messages through what's happening in our bodies, and the idea that when we have a physical illness or injury or discomfort of any kind, that my belief is that underlying that is some emotional or spiritual issue that needs to be addressed. And so I started out with the light bulb moment, sharing a story of mine about a cough that I'd had for 20 or 30 years and it being about communication, not being authentic, not saying what was true for me. So another story that I would like to share with you is from a long time ago. This was 1992. So what's that? 22 years ago. And so this was really before I had become as conscious as I am now. And I would say I actually was pretty unconscious. I've always been pretty intuitive and paid attention to that, but didn't really call it that. It was just like I noticed and believed things, but didn't really think too much about it. And here's what happened. So I was getting ready to get married. It actually was right about this time. It was the week of Thanksgiving. And I was getting ready to get married for the second time. And we were going to Jamaica and getting married in Jamaica. We both had been married before. We both had had the big fancy wedding the first time. And we just decided we'd rather spend the money on the trip, the vacation part of it, than having a big wedding. So our plan was, or our tickets were, that we were leaving Wednesday night, the day before Thanksgiving, to fly to Jamaica and then getting married there on Friday. On Monday night, I got very, very ill. I had a high fever of 103 with a horrific headache. And it really started with the headache. And I'm someone who has been prone to migraines throughout my life. And so at first I thought I was just getting a migraine. But then I could tell I was having the fever, the chills, that whole thing. And so really, really sick. I did go to work the next day because I had stuff that I had to finish up before I was gone for 10 days on vacation. Came home, was still exceedingly ill. And so my fiance made me go to the emergency room. And so I went to the emergency room. You know, they did tests. My white cell count wasn't elevated, which would indicate an infection. And usually when we have a fever, it's because we have an infection of some sort. But they gave me antibiotics anyway because they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what was wrong with me. Yes, you have 103 degree fever, but we don't know why. And, you know, during this time, I kind of got that my body was telling me that this marriage was a bad idea. And at the same time, it was giving me a way to get out of it by being sick. But I say somewhat consciously, because I wasn't ready at that time to place my faith in the messages from my body. And there were so many reasons that it would be inconvenient to not follow through with the marriage, not the least of which was that we had just bought a house together. And, you know, so all those things come into play, whether we think about them consciously or they just kind of pass through our consciousness. And I'll say this too, you know, I was kind of conscious of what was going on. And my fiance was too, because on Tuesday night after the emergency room, when they didn't know what was wrong with me, he says, and he was angry, he says, I'm getting on that plane tomorrow night, whether you do or not. So I know that he thought this was also my body saying, Laura, don't go there. But I did. And, you know, I don't regret the decision I made because I ended up with a beautiful child because I chose to marry this man. However, my hope would be that in the future, that I can not only notice what's going on, because I did notice, but that I can also act on that information, that I can trust it, that I really know that this is the universe offering me guidance through my body and through what's happening within me, and that I can trust that that's for my highest good, that it's for my benefit, and that I should take that information and act on it. And since this time, because this was 22 years ago, I have had times where that has happened, but it's very gradual and it's kind of slow for me to partially, it's not even so much trust it, because I think that I do trust it, but I let all of the stuff in, you know, all the logistics and things get in the way of it, just like I did back then. You know, like, well, how would this work if now we decide not to get married? We just bought this house. We just moved in there. You know, all those things get in the way. So just to say, trust what your body tells you and act on it. So from this experience, there are some things that you might want to look at that might ring true for you. So think about your own health. And have there been times in the past when your body tried to tell you that doing something was not a good idea? Can you think of times like that? And I would guess that most of us can come up with things where that's happened. This is not the only one in my past. So I know that we all have these things happen. And did you listen to it? Did you notice it? I mean, right now you might be able to look back on your life and realize it, but did you notice in the moment? And if you didn't, why not? Why didn't you want to hear the message? Why didn't you want to see what was going on? And once you have some understanding of that, like I have some understanding of why I chose not to really take it to heart and do something about it, then what will it take for you to not only listen in the future, because I did listen, but what will it take for you to notice when your body's trying to tell you something, understand the message, and then actually do something about it? Because that's why our body gives us these messages, is so that we'll do something different. It's the universe or spirit or source or higher power. It's working through our physical being to tell us something's not right and that we need to make a change. And so it's just like getting, having visions or getting messages in meditation or any of the other ways that spirit speaks to us. It's just another way. So what will it take for you to listen and act on it? So on that note, it is time for us to take another break. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show. And you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show or at thelauralongleyshow.com. When we come back, I will share a story about my more recent cough and how it was different than the one that I had 3 years ago and what I learned from that. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I can reach the stars.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about our bodies and how the universe can use our bodies as a means for giving us messages, of sending information to us, letting us know when something's not working in our lives, and helping us to make shifts and changes in our lives that'll lead to us really having the life that we want. Now, during the light bulb moment, I talked about the ongoing cough that I'd had for many, many years and what that was about and how it got resolved. Well, more recently, I have had a different kind of cough. And if you've been listening to the show, you might have heard me refer to it because it went on for quite a long time, about 6 weeks. But it wasn't the dry in your throat cough. It was a coughing up phlegm from my lungs cough that went on for quite a long time. And so the difference here is that the part of my body it was about was not my throat, it was about my lungs. And so I had, over the course of the time that this cough was going on, I mean, because I recognized that I was coughing stuff up, and I had two practitioners tell me that I was clearing out old energy as I moved to a new level of development spiritually. And I totally get that. That makes a lot of sense to me, knowing where I'm at in my life, knowing other things that were going on for me physically. Yeah, I believed that. And so it was like, great, but when is it going to be over? When am I going to be done coughing my lungs out after 6 weeks of this? And, you know, over time, it did start to get better. Very, very slowly, the cough started to get better. But what happened is that it really took understanding what was getting cleared out in order to make it completely go away. And in conjunction with that, it sometimes takes somebody else's perspective in order for us to see what's truly going on for us. So I wasn't clear on what it was, no pun intended. I wasn't clear on what I was clearing. But somebody else in my life helped me see what it was. So a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to my childhood best friend about a problem that she's been having, where she has a big chunk of stuck energy in her left lung, and it's having a lot of trouble clearing. She's been working with a practitioner on it in a variety of ways, trying to get it to clear, and it causes her pain. And the practitioner told her that it was really, really old energy, that it had been there for a long time. And that's why it was having so much trouble clearing. And when we were talking about this, I happened to remember that in Chinese medicine, the lungs are about grief. And that's where we hold our grief. And since I'd known her, my friend, since we were 7 years old, I thought about the fact that her father had died when we were 12, and very unexpectedly, in a way that we wouldn't, you know, nobody would have predicted. He was young, he was healthy, and very unexpected. And so I wondered if this old stuck energy wasn't her grief over her father's death. And, you know, she thought about it, came back to me the next day, and she said, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what it is. However, even after having this conversation with my friend and connecting lungs with grief, I still didn't make the connection that I was coughing stuff up out of my own lungs, and that was about my own grief. And it took another friend of mine that I got together with a couple days later that made that connection for me. And I was kind of like, you know, that commercial, oh, I could have had a V8 and you bang yourself on the head. I mean, it was kind of like that. Well, duh, it's my lungs. It's about grief. But I still wasn't clear on what the grief was. And this friend who brought it up said, you know, is it this or is it that, or maybe it's this other thing. And none of it really resonated for me. But within a couple of days, I did start to have an understanding of what it was that I was grieving. And my cough continued to get better, but it still wasn't gone. And it still was a problem. And I still was coughing stuff up. So I still was clearing stuff, even though I thought I understood why, that I thought I understood what that cough was about. Well, then what happened is a week later, after I had the talk with my friend who said I had grief, I had a session with my energy practitioner that I call her my body talk practitioner, but she does a lot of other things. And so I don't like to just call her that. But all of the stuff she does is related to moving stuck energy and balancing out the energy in your body. And so I've been working with her for about 18 months. And when I saw her, I hadn't seen her in like 5 weeks. And so I was just starting this cough the last time that I saw her. And she also made the connection with grief. And as she started to do the techniques that she uses on me, I really got hit full force with what that grief was about. What all that stuff in my lungs that I'm trying to clear was what it was about and why I was choosing to clear it at this point in time. It was directly related to events going on in my life right now, where in order to move forward, in order to grow and shift in the way that I need to release this particular grief. So with the help of Pavitra moving the stuck energy in my body, I had a huge clearing of that grief. I cried and cried and cried throughout the session, which I very rarely do when I'm there with her. But that is one form that clearing can show up, is by really crying and releasing it through the tears and through the emotion that's flowing out with the tears. And by the following morning, that cough was gone. Now I'd had it for 6 weeks. And yes, it had been getting better, but it was completely gone. And here are a couple of things that you can take away from this story that you can use, I hope. The first thing is that when you're having a physical problem, even when you are dedicated to finding the underlying cause of it, because as we've talked about, my belief is that physical problems are about a spiritual or emotional issue that you need to deal with. So even when you understand that and you're really looking hard to find out what that is, it can be difficult for you to see. Sometimes there's fear involved that we don't want to see it. There are a variety of reasons why we can't see it. And it can take someone else's perspective, someone else pointing it out to us, like with me and my friend saying, oh, the lungs are about grief. And I'm like, well, duh, I just said that to my other friend 2 days ago. And I still couldn't see it, right? So having someone else to kind of bounce things off of, whether it's a practitioner or just a friend who's on the same page, who understands this stuff, it can be really helpful. Another thing that you might take away from this is if you're having any problem with your lungs, that can be a cough where you're coughing up stuff where there's actually, you know, it's not just a dry cough, but there's actually stuff coming out of your lungs. If you have emphysema or another kind of lung disease, if you have lung cancer, anything on the spectrum from an annoying cough to something that is potentially fatal, then take a look at what you haven't grieved. What grief are you carrying with you? And you can also take a look at, when did this cough or this illness, not just a cough, because there are many other things that could be in your lungs, when did this illness begin? You know, track it back and see what was going on in your life when you first started noticing that you had this problem, this physical problem. And that can lead to giving you clues about what it is that you're grieving or what it is that needs to be grieved that you haven't grieved, because it's really that you haven't grieved it. You haven't released that old energy of grief. And then the last thing is, you know, again, it can be helpful to engage with an energy worker to help get that stuck energy moving. And there's a variety of people that do this kind of work. Acupuncture is one. Reiki is another. Body talk is another one. I've talked about Pavitra does that work. Just energy healing in general, where people can move energy through your body. There's all kinds of ways that this can take place. And so choose one that feels good to you. Now, we just have a few minutes until the next break. And so I don't want to tell you my final story because it's kind of a long one. But let me just tell you that there are ways that you can get help figuring out what messages your body is trying to tell you if you're struggling with that. And one of the biggest resources for me when I was first understanding this idea that a physical illness is just a physical manifestation of some spiritual or emotional problem, the biggest help to me was the book by Louise Hay, and it's called You Can Heal Your Body. And I think it was published about 25 years ago, maybe even longer ago than that. It might be coming up on 30 years by now. But I was first introduced to it at the time that it first came out. I had a therapist who was very focused in Eastern philosophy and the idea that our thoughts create our reality, which we talked about last week. And that's also part of this with illness too. But You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Her last name is Hay, H-A-Y. What it does is it takes, she tells her own story, first of all, about how she had, I think, either cervical or uterine cancer and how she changed it by changing her thought patterns. Because what had happened is she had certain thought patterns that created that illness in her. And she has a real talent for working with people and understanding, based on their illness, what the underlying issue is that they need to be working on. And she's written affirmations for each of them. And so this is a really great way to start if you have a physical problem and you really don't have a clue what it might be. Get the book, You Can Heal Your Life. And she has a list of all kinds of issues and then what the problem is underlying it. So here's the one that's kind of related to talking about my dry cough, and that's laryngitis. Every time that I tried to cough when it got really bad 3 years ago, every time I tried to speak, I would cough. And what she says the probable cause is so mad you can't speak, fear of speaking up, and resentment of authority. And then she has an affirmation that you use for a new thought pattern. And in this case, it's, I am free to ask for what I want. It is safe to express myself. I am at peace. And that totally would have helped me a lot if I had looked at it back with that cough. So there are ways to get started that don't require you engaging an energy healer of any sort. And then one other way that I have found really helpful when I'm having something going on in my body that I don't understand is to just do a meditation where you focus on that area of discomfort in your body and ask it what it wants you to know. Why are you here? Why do I have this stomach ache? What are you trying to tell me? What would you like me to know? Is there something that I need to be doing differently? And just have that conversation with yourself. And that's another great way to start getting in touch with what your body is trying to tell you that isn't about it's sick. It's about something else going on with you and in your life. And it is time for us to take another quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Join Dr. Pat Basile for an extraordinary event right here in the Pacific Northwest. The Global Women's Summit, presented by the Women's Information Network, is coming to Bellevue. Join us as we discover life and wealth mastery techniques and promote success and happiness for women worldwide. Saturday, November 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Meydenbauer Center in Bellevue, Washington. Register online now at thewinonline.com and don't miss out.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about our bodies and how the universe sends us messages through illness and disease that can help us clue into other things that are going on that we need to shift in our lives from a spiritual or personal growth perspective. And I do want to share just one more story with you before we close out the hour. And this happened very recently. And this is about intestinal parasites. And last spring, I got food poisoning. And from that, I believe I got parasites. And I'd never had parasites before, to my knowledge. But my lovely acupuncturist, Alicia, who I talked about earlier, saw that that might be part of what was going on for me with the physical issues I was having. And so I did a 30-day cleanse, and it seemed to have resolved the problem. Well, beginning a couple of months ago, probably mid-September, towards the end of September, I started having some intermittent stomach and intestinal problems again. And after a month or so of this, it occurred to me that it might be parasites again, that maybe they hadn't all gone away. And so I ordered the parasite cleanse once more. But in the meantime, before I had received it in the mail, a friend took me with her to see a practitioner that she had been visiting. And not because she knew I had parasites, because I hadn't talked to her about that, but she took me with her because she thought that this particular practitioner, whose name is Suzanne, would interest me. She uses alternative methods for treating illness in the body, including metaphysical tools. And my friend knew that that was something that I would relate to and be very interested in. And like my energy healer, Suzanne uses muscle testing to see what's going on within your body. So she did muscle testing with me just to kind of see what was going on with my body, not because I told her I had a complaint or anything wrong, but she did this muscle testing. And what she saw was that I had a high infestation of parasites, and high being, she said, a number that was double what she normally sees in people. And so that, I believed, was why I was having the symptoms. It really connected for me that, yeah, this was correct. This was true. But at the time, I also didn't make a connection to the message that the universe was trying to send me through the parasites. So I'm still in that unconscious space of, oh, I'm sick. I have parasites. The end. I had food poisoning. I got parasites. It made me sick. Not thinking at all about why. What is the message that's involved here? So if you're not very aware about what your body's trying to tell you, you're not the only one. I am someone who tries to be very conscious about these things. And still, this was just a few weeks ago that this happened, where I wasn't even thinking about that. So before she started the first part of the treatment process, so we were going to be there most of the day for the treatment that my friend was getting. And so I said, okay, yeah, let's do the treatment process for these parasites. So before she began that first part, and the first part is doing an ionic bath, then she had me repeat a few phrases. And this is part of the metaphysical part. This is setting intention. This is setting affirmation, whatever words you like to use. And one of the phrases she had me say was, I know the difference between my emotions and the emotions of my parasites. And initially, the muscle testing showed that I didn't know the difference. So she'd have me say that she'd muscle test to see, is this true? And no, it wasn't. So we worked on that for a while. And it got to where, yes, I could say, I know the difference between my emotions and the emotions of my parasites, and have that be true. The next thing she did, and I'm paraphrasing here, I don't remember the exact wording, but basically she had me say, I am ready for an instant healing, releasing all parasites in my life. And this particular phrase is going to be important to the rest of the story. So remember that. I said, I am ready for an instant healing, releasing all parasites in my life. And again, through muscle testing, we had to do that several times before I really believed it. Before, yes, I am ready for an instant healing, releasing all parasites in my life. So what happened next was that I then spent about 5 hours in an ionic bath. And the way that works is there's an electronic device or electrical device or whatever that ionizes the water. And what it does is it releases toxins from your body, and it helps to move the parasites through my system, through my digestive system, so that then eventually they will just get flushed out. And I'll tell you a side note, after spending 5 hours in a bath, boy, did my skin feel soft. I really exfoliated. It was great. But anyway, here's the important part of the story. About an hour before the end of the treatment, I received a text message from the man I had been dating, ending the relationship. And this came out of the blue. I had no idea why. Nothing had happened. I had been aware that day that something was off, and I'd sent him a text hours earlier saying, is everything okay? But I didn't know what was wrong. And out of the blue comes this text message that says, we're done. And when I told Suzanne, the practitioner, about what happened, she made the connection to the instant healing where I was releasing all parasites in my life. And it really resonated for me. I didn't even have to think about it. I went, yes, that's exactly what happened, is in some way this man was a parasite. And by doing this instant healing, I was releasing him from my life. Well, now what happened next is that, as it turned out, he and I reconnected a few days later and tried it again, because I'm not one to give up easily, even when my body's telling me to do so. And I immediately started having stomach pain that had been one of the symptoms of the parasites. And since I did the ionic bath on a Friday, and then it was a Tuesday or Wednesday the next week that he and I reconnected. And I had been fine up until then. Started having the stomach issues again. And, you know, since I'm not always as quick on the uptake as I could be, it took me a few days until after the relationship had ended for good to realize that this was my body's way of reminding me that this man was a parasite and I wanted to release him from my life, not reengage with him. So as it turned out, you know, this time we reengaged lasted for several days. I had stomach issues those whole few days. And once it was done, yes, I had this understanding, because then I wasn't sick anymore. It went away as soon as we were done. I went, okay, I get this. So the parasites, or the discomfort in my body telling me this person is not someone that I want to engage with. And, you know, I see this as kind of similar to the story that I told about when I was getting ready to marry my ex-husband, because my body knew that this relationship was not good for me, and it was trying to tell me so. And in a different way than when I was getting ready to get married, but still, it was giving me a very strong message. So if there's anything going on in your life, you might ask, where in your body do you have knowledge about a relationship that isn't good for you? And try changing that relationship, either by you showing up differently or by ending it, and then see how your body responds. Because for me, that was the confirmation. Once I ended this relationship, my body was fine. And on that note, we need to start wrapping up the show. I just want to remind you, a good place to start with all of this information is by getting the book, You Can Heal Your Body by Louise Hay, or maybe finding an energy worker that can help you with releasing stuck energy. And then you can go about your life without having to deal with the physical issues, or when they arise, you can know it's not about the physical. I want to thank you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Are you ready to experience the power of three? The power of being mentally, physically, and spiritually fit? We tend to think in this society that we have to choose one and that to live in balance with all three is taboo or impossible. Lynn Brown will show you how to combine these energies to give you ease and power that is out of this universe. Lynn's workshop will be held at the Maya Whole Health Center studio in Renton, Washington on November 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Call them directly to register at 425-271-0200.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.